A new collaboration between Curtin University and Future Renewable Electric Energy Delivery and Management from the U.S. is on its way to develop a model for electric vehicle charging stations focused on the resources sector. The Wire's contributor from RTRFM, Fiona Bartholomeus, asked Director of the Future Renewable Electric Energy Delivery and Management, Professor Iqbal Hussain, about this collaboration.
The interest here, as I see, is in the mining sector electrification. So for environmental concerns and then cleaner, you know, delivery of electric energy and work environment in the mining sector, there's a great opportunity for electrifying the transport vehicles that are used in the mining sector. So things are happening here as well. I work on the electrification of powertrains on road vehicles and then all electric trucks. But there is a good bit of potential for applying the similar technologies the same. The systems are a little bit different. The vehicles, the transport vehicles that are used in the mining sector. So we could utilize these advanced technologies for electrifying the mining vehicles. Now, these vehicles need electricity to run. So the question is, where would they come from and how could we get them in a cleaner way? So with the abundance of sun and wind energy available, is best like for electrification if we can use renewable sources for supplying the electrical energy for these transport vehicles used in the mining sector.
Is there much progression or previous research in terms of using renewable energy for electric charging stations?
There is some going on, yeah. Like in our center also, we do have solar panels and we do have these charging stations installed. But those are installed for like charging the passenger vehicles. So there are some efforts going on quite a bit. It's not, you know, directly connected. Like, I mean, you could use any electricity, right, for the charging stations, anyhow, wherever the electricity is coming from. But the best scenario is, like, if you could utilize the renewable sources for charging the storage, the battery storage for these vehicles. So there is some efforts going on, I would say. Not fully, but, like, the direction of research is in that direction going. That is the intent of how we should charge the vehicles.
So why was it decided to focus on the resource sector and the infrastructure such as mining trucks and excavators and those sort of vehicles?
Because, like, here, this is where the Western Australia availability and the resource and it comes in. There is, I see here, a lot of, I mean, this is what I'm learning after coming over here and also previously from my reading, that there is a lot of efforts in, I mean, there's a lot of minerals that are extracted. There's a mining sector is heavy in Western Australia. The electrification of that mining sector is happening and there is a strong interest. I attended a conference. There is a lot of, you know, interest in developing hybrid power systems. Hybrid means like is renewable plus some conventional systems for producing electricity and integrating them either into the grid or in standalone systems. By standalone, I mean like, so they could be just powering up a charging station. And then there is also a lot of effort and interest from various companies here to electrify the mining vehicles. It's both because of how the industry sector is evolving or has evolved over the years in the mining sector and the opportunities coming up that are available with these new technologies.
It definitely is an area that is constantly growing in terms of technology and people being interested, like you said, in using renewable resources and electric and hybrid vehicles too. Is there much technology already there or are you and the team having to think about how you can build a lot of it from scratch?
In our case, like so some of the technologies are there, but quite a bit, you know, the newer developments and then to address the efficiency issues, to make those more efficient and to reduce the footprint, we're developing things from scratch as well. Mm. So this is a little bit technical. So there is like level one, level two, and then fast charging. So these chargers that have already been marketed and commercialized, they connect to the power grid at a little bit lower voltage, like 480 volts. But if we can increase that connection to higher level of voltage, which we call medium voltage, right? So that's about, like in the U.S., it's about 13,000 volts. Then there is a potential to develop, to make it much more efficient, and then also reduce the charging time. And then the volume and the weight of these charging stations would come down drastically.
That was Professor Iqbal Hussain from the Future Renewable Electric Energy and Management, speaking with RTRFN's Fiona Bartholomew in Perth.